Welcome out there in Taxi Land. You are on the Mike and Abe Show, wherever you're listening around the world. Hey, we went, Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike, we went over 200,000 this week.
I'm Mike, and you're Abe. Now, before people get excited, it's 200,000 views on the website.
That's right.
Not dollars in our pocket by any stretch of the imagination. 200,000 views.
I should have a penny for all those views. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a very good goal. I mean, there's got to be some ratio in Geekland about that. But the fact of the matter is, we have. Well, I had a woman in the camp. She had a great word for it. She said, "We don't have a working troll nest. Apparently, there are troll nests of geeks who keep search. Like for example, I was on the internet the other day, and I was searching. I kept hearing all these stories, and every thing about these wonderful Uber, the wonders of Uber stories, which is, in my opinion, is complete BS. But they kept having this phrase that said, Uber wildly popular. And I was like, wow, why do I keep hearing that phrase, Uber wildly popular, over and over? So I said, let me search on MSN. So I searched MSN for the phrase, Uber wildly popular. And it came up, I think it came up 4 million times. And then it went to Google, and I searched Uber wildly popular, and it came up 800,000 times. Now, what are the odds of different people writing different stories using the exact same phrase, Uber wildly popular? And my guess is the trolls. The trolls have something going on where they write a little bullshit fluff piece and then search it 50,000 times to make it seem like it's trending. So we don't do that. We probably should, I guess, but we're not geeks. We're not evil geeks. So
well,
these
how
are
about, how about,
people who come and view the site.
How about yellow taxis in New York, wildly popular?
I like it.
Okay.
So anybody who's trapped in a troll nest, throw a little love out to the yellow cabbies. Yellow cabs, wildly popular in New York City. See how that goes. We should do it right now.
Yeah, yellow cabs wildly popular in New York City, and they have been for 80 years.
We should do it.
Okay.
We have been for over 80 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they weren't always yellow. Okay, but you know, they mm-hmm. I believe it was 1969 when it was ruled that they should all be painted yellow so they can be distinguished from the illegal cars.
Right.
Which are still out there.
They had a color scheme.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
well, let me ask you something. You've been in the game a while. So,
yeah.
Just along these lines, let's cut to the chase. If there's a mayoral election in September or October,
yeah.
When does it start getting into like who's running and who's not running territory? Shouldn't we be upon that like right now? Shouldn't we have some idea?
It's good, there hasn't been a lot of news about that, you know, and in past
right.
elections,
yeah.
In past elections, it's always picked up right after the presidential election. That's when the
You're right. Like
yeah.
January, February.
Yeah, somewhere in there, and it's got to pick up somewhat. Look, there's so many problems in New York City that there's got to be a lot of politicians out there that are salivating at the the opportunity to be in office and straighten out the problems. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, you would just think you would think logically. There would at least be a couple of people making noise. I mean, right now you have Bo Deedle. You have a couple of Democrats here and there. But I think de Blasio has proven he's a very beatable candidate. And I don't know if they're afraid or they just don't want to do it. And there's some Democrats I know who could win in a heartbeat. A perfect example, Eric Adams out in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
The guy says, yes, I'm running. He's the mayor. It's his race to win. Now, here you have a African American, former NYPD, borough president of Brooklyn. What's he waiting for? I mean, is he waiting for de Blasio to have another 4 years?
Let me ask you something.
I don't know.
excuse me. Name recognition is very important in an election. Okay. Right. Which is one reason why Donald Trump won, because everybody knew who he was, and either you liked him or you didn't. Okay? Bo Dietl is a guy that has a lot of name recognition. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know he's a former NYPD detective. Okay? And tell me about
him. Sir.
Can you tell me anything about him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he's got his own detective agency now, but he used to be a big shot detective back in the days, and he's a high-profile guy. A lot of people like him. I think he's been on the Curtis Sliwa show a few times.
Yeah.
And he seems like a real New Yorker,
He used to.
What is it called?
I don't know. I used to hear him on Don Imus,
Yeah, he calls de Blasio Big Bird. That's his little pet name for de Blasio.
Big Bird, okay.
Because you can't vote for Big Bird anymore.
Well, what do you think?
But he's out there making
Listen. Our only interest in the mayor, I mean, we might have multiple interests, but our biggest interest in the mayor is what is he going to do to straighten out this taxi mess?
Well, I think he just is in a situation now where he's flooding the streets with these Uber cars and FHV vehicles, and now the car show's in town, so as if we don't have enough cars, I got the car show in town at the Javits Center, and there's a way to take care of this mass transit debacle. And we had, I know on the Taxi Dave show, Taxi Dave show is off tonight, as a matter of fact.
I know.
Just for the record.
Yeah, I know.
This date today, 4/23, April 23rd. So. But point being, he had these plans back in the days for cars and for cabs. And every time you try and do something, there's somebody from the Garage Owners Association and the Automobile Association, all these people who make a lot of money on cars flooding into the city versus the people who want basic transportation and the traffic to move well. And there comes a point where you have to be, as the mayor, to say, like, listen, everybody's got to move around. The ambulances can't get through. The fire trucks can't get through. The cop cars can't get through. Just from a primary standpoint, the buses can't get through. You have to start clearing out the traffic, and he's been leery about doing that because I guess they have these huge donations to campaigns, and that's what greases the skids.
Okay,
but I just say you have to do something as the mayor independently for common sense purposes. But that's not happening.
But my question is, what do you know about Bo Dietl, and do you know anything about him, and what would he do?
That's the thing. I should know something about Bo Dietl because he's basically running for mayor. He's announced he's running for mayor, and as much as he's trying to get traction, there is a problem where you need a lot of money to get a lot of publicity. So he's getting some publicity. He's running around doing a couple of things, but when you're the mayor, you get to use the bully pulpit. So hopefully Bo Dietl will get some traction. And I will find out some more stuff for him because he is like one of the people running. And just since we are news people, we have to give the people, an idea of who's running.
Okay, I would like you to find out what you can about Bo Dietl, and in our next show, see if he's a good candidate for the taxi industry.
Okay, I'll try and actually call his office, find out what's going on.
Okay.
Because we're at a point now, we just want to know who's in,
We want to know who's good, the current administration has done nothing but harm to our industry, okay? I mean one opportunity that de Blasio had to put a cap on the FHVs, okay? The one opportunity that he had, he got shut out by the governor, okay, who's obviously not our friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And he didn't stand up to him. He should have told the governor, hey, go back to your state office in Albany. This is my city. I'll run it my way, not your way.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well, the thing with Cuomo, I've said often that the problem with Cuomo, he has nothing going on upstate. There's no, economic anything. There's There's snow in the winter, deer ticks in the summer, abandoned buildings right and left, no jobs. So he's got these people asking him, hey, we need something up here. We're starving to death. So in his wisdom, apparently, he's letting people get Uber cars to pick up petty cash. And now he's allowed it, so he wants these Uber car people to commute to New York City, work with an Uber car, and then drive back to Albany or Buffalo or wherever they're from in upstate New York, which is his plan. And it's just, you're going to be kidding me. I'm just wondering how, I wonder how the Uber drivers feel about that. How would you feel if you were an Uber driver and all of a sudden now you have this onslaught of Uber people coming up?
All I know is this. You know, we in the medallion taxi business are being cheated out of what we bought. Okay?
Right.
We're not being cheated. We've been cheated. Okay?
Right. And we're being ripped off is what we're being, yeah.
We're being torn off, not ripped off.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You know, and you know, there was a meeting... there was a meeting on April 6th, and there was a lot of venting by a lot of people about the misery of driving yellows and not being able to make payments on loans that the city supposedly sponsored. That we would have a solid investment, you know, and sold these medallions for over $1 million. Okay, and then and now acts like we didn't say that. Did we say that? You know.
And the chairperson of the TLC used to be a human rights commissioner, and it's like, listen, how's this for human rights? You get a bunch of immigrant cabbies who don't know anything, who trust the city, and take out loans for $600,000 or $700,000, and then they're double crossed by the agency which now she runs.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point do you stop protecting, what is it, as soon as you buy a medallion from the city, you don't have human rights anymore? I mean, the TLC courts pretty much have proven that to me. Once you assume the right to be a cab driver, you pretty much surrender your constitutional rights for a commission. And then on top of that, you know, the human rights commissioner, when do we get human rights?
Listen, Mike, if you go into a store and you buy a box of cookies, right? Okay, mm-hmm. You go into a supermarket, ShopRite, or what do you have in the city? What supermarket? What's a big one? Okay?
That's another guy. Cats. What is Cat? Oh, Cristini's.
Okay, you buy a box of cookies, and then you open up the box, and there's nothing in there except tissues. Used tissues. Okay?
Right.
You go back to the store and you say, excuse me, but this box of cookies only has used tissues. They'll say, oh, we're sorry, we don't know how that happened. Go to the shelf and take another box of cookies. Okay? Or if we're out of the cookies, here's your $3.12 back. Okay? Right?
Right.
But now they sold medallions saying you have the exclusive right to street hails, okay, and they don't have the exclusive right to street hails, obviously, okay, you know, despite what any court says, okay, and it's never even been decided in court, you know, the appeal still, you know, nothing is happening except that, you know. The people that cried at the hearing on April 6th, the only thing that the TLC has done is say, we're going to make sure that the Uber drivers get tips.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Is that all you're doing?
Can I?
What?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, the state of New York with the tax and the Uber, I wonder if Uber gets a percentage of the tip. So if you're getting 15% tips on Uber, does Uber get 20% of that? And does the state of New York tax the tips? I mean, at the same time, if Uber gets 20% of the tips, I'm just wondering how much more is the driver going to kick into
Mike,
Uber on top of that?
Excuse me, Mike, but I'll tell you who should get the 100% of the tips. The yellow taxi drivers. Okay?
Yeah.
The Uber driver shouldn't be out there. They shouldn't be out there stealing our street hails. Okay?
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay? In a lot of people's opinion.
Right. Because you say the word stealing. I say ripping us off. Now, I think right now, this is in my opinion, it's theft. Because apparently, by the letter of the law, this is what's in the court.
Mike,
is it theft or is it not theft?
Mike, there's something rotten out there. I want you to, I just sent you a link on your NYCTN.
Right.
Did you see the link I sent you?
Yes.
Click on that link.
I did click on the link. It's like a bakery shop and a garage.
Okay, you see next to the bakery shop, next to Seats Free, where it says
right.
Free parking, you see next to that it says Avatar?
Yes.
That is supposedly an Uber base.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, what does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. The place is closed up. It's closed up. There's nobody there. And it's some sort of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've had a witness tell me this. Okay. Alert me to this.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's your Uber base. Okay. Where are all the Uber cars that are supposed to be at that base?
You know, the other thing is, aren't they supposed to have facilities for parking? If you have a base, aren't you supposed to have, let's say, a parking lot for 50 cars?
I would think so. Maybe that little nothing place next to it with for free parking. But it says Key Food free parking. Actually, there's a note on the door, I was told, of the Avatar, right? There's a note on the door that says all mail should be delivered across the street to Key Food.
Okay. The plot thickens.
Okay. In other words, Uber has these bases. They're all mysteries. They're mystery bases. They're ghost bases.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You heard it here. You heard it here. Okay. You heard it here. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is what's going on. All right. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and if you go over to Long Island City and you go over to the MTBOT garages, you'll see taxi cabs there, right? Coming in and out and in and out, okay? You know, what is going on? What exactly is going on? That's the question, okay? They know what's going on. We don't,
right? Well,
okay?
This jumps back to the elections again. This jumps back to there is complete silence with anybody with a different opinion with this coming up primary. I mean, I'm not even hearing anything from the guy, the rent is too damn high. Remember that guy with the sideburns?
Oh, that guy was good.
I
like that guy. I forgot his name.
Yeah. But, I mean, there should be some energy instead of all this polarized, one-sidedness. And I got news for you. The next mayor is going to get an $85 billion budget. And maybe there are some people who have just had their little heart set on that budget. Oh, by the way, I was talking to a bus driver. You talk about budgets.
Yeah.
I kept hearing this thing about, the 2% is a great deal for the driver. I said, who's saying 2% is a great deal for the bus drivers and the subway workers? I said, you got to be kidding me. And then I talked to a bus driver. He said, no, we haven't approved nothing yet. I said, really? I said, I heard on the news that the union was very glad with the... He said, no, we're not glad. What, are you kidding me? 2% is ridiculous. So this propaganda keeps pouring out from City Hall and from the media and from the press saying that the TWU Local 100, well, basically TWU, Transit Workers Union Local 100, in my opinion, is like a union nap room, okay? I guess they got a salad bar, they got a TV, but they really don't do that much. But I talked to the bus driver who's saying, no, we didn't approve nothing yet. His words, nothing. And I said, 2% is a little cheap, isn't that right? He goes, no, we're not going to approve that. That's ridiculous. So on the one hand, you hear the propaganda is that City Hall has a great deal for 2% for the workers, and it's being approved, and the union's going to approve it. It's like nobody's approved anything, and they still don't have a contract. And I think it's outrageous. All the money that's being spent, and the cops are the same thing. The cops are getting these inky-dinky raises, 2% raises, and body cams. What union is approving this? And like I said, it was interesting to hear that the actual guy driving the bus doesn't want a 2% raise. which is like no kidding. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of propaganda going on here, and thank God for the Mike and Abe show winging its way across the internet and the world. And we got a lot of people across the world listening to this show, bro. Don't kid yourself. It's amazing
well,
how many people listen.
I'm glad. Okay. Send money. Hit the donate button.
That would be nice.
Hit the donate button on NYC Taxi News because we're going broke here. All right?
That's right.
Let's change the subject here. Okay.
See, we wouldn't mind the 2% raise. If we got a 2% raise, it'll be like winning the lottery.
Well, 2% of nothing is nothing. Okay. 200% of nothing is nothing. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. That's the math.
All right. There's been articles in the news lately about the Second Avenue subway, which is now operating. Right. Amazing.
Right.
You know, I never thought it would ever operate. Okay, but you know
what's that? I missed that completely.
The Second Avenue subway.
One more time. Oh, please, with the Second Avenue.
Yeah,
subway.
Let me finish.
That's a damn joke altogether. It's like two stops.
I know. Well, let me just finish. Okay. In 2007, 2008, somewhere in there, I was sitting in a On Northern Boulevard, there's an IHOP. You know the one? On Northern Boulevard.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I was enjoying a T-bone steak. Okay? And I opened up a newspaper, and it said that they were going to start working on that section of the Second Avenue subway, which had been dormant for like 40 years. Okay?
Right.
And I thought to myself, that's not good for business. You know, that's not going to be good for the taxi business if they have a subway there on Second Avenue. And I thought to myself, well, it'll take them forever to finish. And a lot of people thought that it was going to take forever to finish. But apparently they got it done, right? And there's articles.
It's an utter and complete waste of money.
Yeah, but there are articles in a couple of newspapers this week that says that the number of taxi rides in that section has decreased due to the subway.
Here's what that did. The Second Avenue subway is the biggest waste of money. Basically, it was started off with a hole in the ground where they started it 40 years ago. They dug a hole. They dug a hole 40 years ago, then they closed it up. They said, we don't have money for it, blah, blah, blah. So basically, you had like an empty hole in the ground sitting there for 40 years. So now they said, the people who live there said, oh, we need a Second Avenue subway to go from 96th Street to 72nd Street, or wherever it was. It took so damn long that the people who were whining about a Second Avenue subway basically moved away. So now you have basically the Second Avenue subway that's good for two stops, I think from 96th Street down to 72nd Street or 63rd Street or something like that. And there was a thing in the newspaper the other day that said, oh, the yellow cab drivers can't get something about like we're losing business because of Second Avenue subway. No, if you're going all the way downtown, you take the Second Avenue subway. But yellow cab people take yellow cabs. The only reason cabbies aren't working by the Second Avenue subway because of there's thousands of Uber cars blocking Second Avenue who don't know anything, who come from uptown to work the rush hours after they get off from their regular jobs. So they get out of work from their regular job, hop in an Uber car, and since they don't know anything, they go down Second Avenue and block up traffic, whereupon the cabbies with half a brain hop on the FDR Drive and go back into the Central Business District to get a person who's standing right there looking for a yellow cab to go back uptown. So basically, the Second Avenue the business for yellow cabs has dried up because there's no reason for a yellow cab to grind all the way down on Second Avenue, being blocked by trucks and Uber cars who don't know anything. And the other thing, so long as I'm blabbing away now, another thing that's really hurting the traffic are these box trucks. You have these old, decrepit, diesel-burning box trucks, 14-foot box trucks and 18-foot, all these big trucks. The guy opens up the back, there's like a container of wine, there's a box of potato chips. These huge trucks, there's nothing inside the trucks. I guess because of all the Amazon deliveries and all the FedEx deliveries, but these businesses have these old trucks. I guess they just use the truck because they have it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you open up the back, there's nothing in there. They're empty. And they're clogging up the traffic right and left on the BQE. And somebody complained the other day. They said, you know, these box trucks, there's nothing inside them. There's just so instead of the business making an investment in a smaller truck, they keep these old dilapidated box trucks because it's paid off. And I guess they can park it in the Bronx for cheap or something. And they're just clogging up traffic. And when you see a guy double parking in a box truck, he opens up the back. You're going to see like a crate of tomatoes. You're going to see a box of fish. The whole thing is empty. So that's really another problem. Now, why isn't de Blasio being taken to task for the traffic nightmare? Why can't this, for the first time, be a traffic election? Where are these people to complain about de Blasio with the traffic?
Well, that's what I
think. One time.
That's what I think should happen and will happen when whoever these candidates are, you know, come to the top and start campaigning. Okay, now is it my turn to talk?
Right.
I want you to save me a trip to New York. Save me a trip to New York.
Right.
Okay, because I haven't seen all of Manhattan in a long time. Okay, you know, up front face, you know, live.
Right.
All right. The last time I looked at Second Avenue, okay, now it's over 4 years ago now, okay? The last time I looked at Second Avenue, half of it was cut off by construction, the roadway, okay, was cut off by construction.
The Second Avenue subway,
of the subway. And the condition of the street, of the road that you could travel on, was not in the greatest shape. You know, a lot of potholes and pavovers, you know, where you couldn't get a smooth ride. Has Second Avenue now reopened fully for cars? You know, is the construction, is all that construction stuff gone?
Right. Pretty much. I mean, a lot of the construction stuff is gone. And it's almost night and day. And I think, obviously, it has a lot to do with an election year where de Blasio said, listen, just get rid of this stuff. And I don't know if they had the ceremonial first homeless person on the Second Avenue subway, but there's got to be a guy sleeping on one of the subway cars now because that's the way it goes.
Is his name Mike? Mike of JFK Mike?
Yes. They should. Well, I mean, right now, the whole city is a mishmash. So this is where we are right now in New York.
Uh-huh. Where's all the construction going on in New York? You know, we have problems, you know, driving because of construction.
What's that?
Can you name some areas in Manhattan that you have trouble driving because of the construction?
Oh, my God. Dude, how long is the show? I mean, let's put it this way: the Van Wyck apparently is finished. I think they used the cheapest concrete available on the Van Wyck. It's like this white ash concrete, which you just know is going to crumble in a few years.
Uh-huh.
So the Van Wyck apparently is finished, but the traffic is horrible. Second Avenue southbound is horrible. Just the BQE, they're building this bridge next to the existing bridge because they said it was falling down. Now, the one thing
the
I wanted to know with the BQE, why are they going to blow up the old bridge? They're going to blow up the old Tappan Zee Bridge because they have a new one, and they're going to blow up the old BQE Kosciuszko Bridge because they have a new one. Like, listen, the bridge is falling down because it's got trucks and cars on it. Why can't you just fix it up a little bit and make it into like a pedestrian bike mall? Everybody's bike happy and pedestrian happy. Make it into a low-impact bike pedestrian thing right next to the existing bridge. So why these people want to keep blowing up the old bridge? Don't blow up the old bridge.
Well,
paint it, fix it up a little bit, make it nice, make it a pedestrian, make it a walkway. I mean,
let me take a guess.
There you go. Just make it into something where it's a low-impact deal. But the traffic all over the city is just A to Z a disaster. Too many Uber cars, too many empty trucks going up, back and forth with nothing inside of them. And de Blasio, who just, I don't know what this guy does. I really don't know. He goes out there and complains about, what did he say the other day? Oh, he's going to raise the price of cigarettes because cigarettes are bad.
Okay.
Let me take a guess at why they're blowing up the bridges. From $10 to $13.50, or he's going to charge another 250 or 350 in tax on top of the price of cigarettes.
Mike, do you still smoke?
You're lucky you are where you are, bro. Because right now, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay, do you still smoke,
here.
Mike? Do you still smoke? Do you smoke cigarettes still?
What's that?
Do you still smoke cigarettes?
Me, no.
Then what do you care?
No.
It should be $100 a pack. All right?
Maybe you think so?
Yeah. Because nobody's going to... Uh-huh. It should be raised to a price where everybody will stop smoking. Okay?
Why?
Because it's bad for you. All right? And let me take a guess about why they're blowing up the bridges. Okay? Number one, the bridges are in such horrible shape.
Blowing up the old bridges.
The bridges are in such horrible shape that it doesn't pay to fix them up anymore. And unless they fix them up, you don't want anybody on those bridges walking or biking or whatever. Okay? And number two, the raw material of the bridges is probably sellable.
To who?
I don't know who.
You gonna buy it?
There's recyclers out there that buy this stuff, melt down the steel, and reuse it.
I think you could paint it, patch it, make it into something nice, like they did with this the High Line or the Skyline in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
They had an old train bridge that ran for 20 blocks.
Mike,
okay, you can't run trains on it. But you can paint it up and make it into something, right?
Right, right. Mike, why would they want to give an opportunity to the cab drivers that are getting ripped off for their medallions an opportunity to have another bridge to jump off?
I guess.
Okay. You know, you take a nice deep long jump into what is that body of water there under the bridge? It's
Gowanus Canal. I didn't even know.
No. It's I forget what it's called. I'm losing my mind here. I don't know. I forget things. What's that neighborhood in Queens that connects the bridge to Brooklyn? Maspeth Bay.
Oh no,
Maspeth.
Yeah, it's something canal or something. That I don't even know if that's water. I think it's just they got PCBs and oil and sludge, and they were trying to make some waterfront apartments there. And then they tested the water. They said, listen, if you want your kids to come out with an eye in the middle of their forehead, that's the place for you. But if you don't want kids with eyes in the middle of their forehead, stay away.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened with that. It's disgusting. So I mean, if you wouldn't even have to jump off a bridge into the water. You could just go swimming in the water, and you'd probably get killed.
Uh huh.
Stick your toe in it, and the flesh melts.
I'm bringing up a map of New York
City. I said you could stick your toe in it, and the flesh would melt off.
Okay. You would lose your toenails. Okay. Let me see.
You talk.
I'm looking at a map of the city of New York. Okay, I'm looking at the BQE. Okay, I'm looking at that point where it crosses into Queens. Okay, this is Brooklyn, BQE Willis Street, and I'm going up. Here it is. Okay, this is the body of water. It's Newton Creek. Yeah. Okay. and that leads into Maspeth Creek. Okay, and there are other bridges that cross it. There's the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge, and then there's the Pulaski Bridge that crossed the same.
The Pulaski Bridge.
I used to let me give you a driving tip. I used to on days going to LaGuardia, like from downtown, where you go over the Williamsburg Bridge, and then you get on the BQE, okay, and heading for LaGuardia, right? I had a great alternate route that I'd like to tell you about, okay? And that is if you see the traffic backing up on the BQE, right, you get off at McGinnis Boulevard, right, and then you take McGinnis Boulevard over the Pulaski Bridge. And you go over the bridge into Queens, the Pulaski Bridge, now you're in Queens. You take your first right, go over to 21st Street, okay? And then you take 21st Street to the Grand Central.
Right.
And the traffic always moved. You never had to be stuck in traffic on the BQE. And I got some great tips doing that. People loved it.
Well, I got a little thing. Let me just say one thing that's happening now, which is another little disaster. It started off as being very good. This Waze device, you know, W-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Where you go on the internet and you see your little shortcuts and stuff like that?
I know what you're going to tell me. You've said it 100 times on this show. Okay, about how...
Well, it's going to be 100 first time.
Yeah, so how the millennials look at the Waze device. They tell you, oh, this is good. Take this. This is good. Okay. I would tell the millennials, okay, and then just go about going any way I felt like. Okay?
Yeah, but they're millennials, so they're never wrong. This is the problem. So the problem with Waze...
You got to prove
for the 100 first time, I'm going to say I'm crusading on this, is that... The millennials look up Waze in the back seat because they're smarter than the cab driver in their minds. And they look up Waze and say, oh, go across, it says here to go across 27th Street. And I try and tell them, say, listen, right now it says green, go across 27th Street. And you can see in front of you all these Uber cars who swear by Waze because their drivers don't know what they're doing, peeling off and all going across 27th Street at the exact same moment because Waze has told them to do so. And I tell the millennials in the back seat who are probably, glued to their phones, I say, look, what you got to understand something is you have to look up from the phone at the street because Waze has just told thousands of people simultaneously to take the exact same route because of the shortcut. Now these people are following the Waze information and peeling off and going on that street, and now the street is blocked, jam-packed with traffic. And I did that 3 or 4 times where I would see an empty street, and then I would see an onslaught of Uber black Camry cars and SUVs squashing onto the street, which was initially labeled as a shortcut by Waze, and now it's a red line because they have 100 cars squashing onto the street. So I guess we're getting into red line is now green, and like the green line is now red, so you have to almost think opposite from what the Waze thing is telling you, because that's the way it's working out now because of the saturation.
Well, maybe when they do that, Mike, you should tell them, no, but my PIM says not to take that way, to go this other way.
What's a PIM?
Passenger Information Monitor. The DIM, the Driver Information Monitor.
Oh, please, Driver Information. What are we going to, like, make believe that it's...
Something is how do you fight them, Mike? How do you deal with them? You got to have a way to deal with passengers that are telling you the wrong information, okay? You got to have a way to do it, okay? My way used to be when they used to tell me...
I guess.
You know, when they used to tell me that they used to get in the car, and I know this happens to you, and they say, listen, can you step on it? I'm in a very big hurry. Can you speed a little bit, you know? Well, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? I had ways of dealing with that. Okay?
I used to say, they listen, you know, do me a favor, take the cab behind me because he might do it. I can't. I said, I got a good license. I want to keep it that way.
I had a better way.
You know, I say, I won't charge you. Go ahead.
My better way was to say, okay, and then just go about driving the way I drive. Just don't argue with them. That's all.
Yeah.
Don't argue with them. They're nuts.
Right.
They're gonna drive you nuts.
Right.
They are nuts. You know. You're going up. You're driving in Manhattan. It doesn't matter how fast you go. You're still gonna stop for the next red light. Okay. All right.
Right.
So you just say okay.
Uh-huh.
Just say okay. That's all you got to do.
Oh my God.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's my father used to have a pretty good perspective on some of these millennials. He said New York is the home for some of the most annoying people in the world because they come from these towns outside the city where their parents have basically bribed them to go to New York. They listen, we got to get rid of this kid. They just graduated college with a worthless degree. They're trying to come back home. What do we do? Give them $25,000 and send them to New York times a million. So we have this basically. I think that's a lot of de Blasio's base, is the millennials who have been bribed away from home in the Midwest and have moved to New York. Now we're stuck with them and their little Waze apps. So, you know, I'll tell you, I don't want to sound like the old guy. A lot of these new young folks coming up, they don't really do a lot. I mean, you got doctors and some professionals who really help, A lot of them are just like inventing an app, or they're using an app, or they're working for apps, or they're, you know, they're screening the internet. What do they do? It's just a lot of fuss. And I think it's tragic that a lot of these young kids don't do shit, as they say in the street. So, and these are the people who are criticizing campus. So mm-hmm. I hope they can grow up fast or move away. That's okay, my little rant.
Let's talk about reality here, okay? All right?
No! No!
Okay, you know, this our business is in grave jeopardy. Okay,
Let
me ask you: where do you think we're headed right now? Do you think we're headed for a recovery, or are we headed for extinction?
No, I think like right now, everybody's there are two sides of the coin, Abe. Okay, we have. I call it the brick and mortar cabbie. The guy who's sitting behind the wheel of a yellow cab is doing okay. The guy sitting behind the wheel of a yellow cab is getting his car. He's got a lot of traffic, but he's starting to make a couple of bucks. Now, the people who aren't doing that well are the people like you who are retired and they're sending medallions out, and the price of the medallion is going down. But the actual guy who's driving a cab now is doing okay. So, what we have to do is find a way where that translates into, like I said, from the cabbie who's sitting there driving a cab, translating into how much is the guy who owns the cab making. And I think what a lot of is happening now, there's a lot of financing for buying a medallion has dried up. So that's one thing we should definitely work on. I mean, the existing lenders are scared to death because they've gotten torched on some of these huge medallion loans for like $800,000, $900,000. But like our friend the other day at the airport, he's selling his medallion for under $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ad, I think, on the website stating as such.
That's right.
So there should be an emphasis to try and get financing available for the cab driver who is making a living driving a cab. And I've always said one of the things that I think this city should have done more is they should have put more emphasis on a guy, on owner drivers, like you were for many years, and they used to have individual medallions, and then they got into a whole big thing where like it diluted your investment. I mean, you had a fleet medallion, and all of a sudden they basically made individual medallions into something where you could just like run them like a fleet medallion, which I thought there always should have been more owner drivers on the road. I mean, I don't know why they got away from that. It added to the fabric of the city.
What they did was they said that the individual medallion can now be transferred to a fleet medallion. Okay? And from what I understand now, a fleet medallion could also be transferred to an individual medallion. There's no reason for you to give up an individual medallion unless if you want to. Okay? Nobody's forcing you to give up an individual
medallion. But, I mean, the thing is, right, but, I mean, there should be some reward for a driver, financial reward for a driver who buys a medallion and actually drives that cab. I think the riding public, if they knew what was going on, they would want that, too. In fact, it was structured where you had some kind of reward, basically a cheaper medallion for a guy who drove his own cab. But now everything is fleet. And the incentive for a driver to buy his own medallion and drive a cab is basically gone. And also, like I said, the mini fleet medallions, the value has been diluted because now you have another 4,000 medallions with the same status. That's what I see.
Uh-huh.
You don't think that?
I that's today. What about 5 years from now? Where do you see things?
5 years from now, well, that depends. I mean, if de Blasio is the mayor and this whole slew of city council people. Oh, and that's the other thing. Involved in elections. I mean, we have dozens of city council people up for re-election in the fall as well, and the silence is deafening as far as anybody running against them. Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Green Party. Where is the news about different opinions running for city council? Where are the people who are going to run against these incumbent city council people?
We've asked that question three, four times already.
Now, but,
okay, we don't know. Okay, we're waiting for them to come.
We don't know.
Okay, let me go somewhere else. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a list here written by our friend Carolyn, okay, of broken, bent, and ignored or changed TLC rules. This has all happened under the Blasio administration. Okay?
What happened?
All of these broken, bent, and ignored or changed TLC rules. Okay? Mm-hmm. That I'm about to read to you. Okay? May I do that?
Go ahead.
Duty,
far away.
Duty to protect economic stability of licenses ignored. Rule 52-04A4. Okay?
Right.
Failure to determine the effects of new livery bases on the existing transportation segments. Rule 59-B-08. These are all rules that the TLC must follow. Okay?
Right.
New DSP category invented for one player. Okay, I'm not sure what DSP is. It has to do with the FHVs. Okay? In other words, they gave them a new category, Uber. In other words, they're not liveries, they're not black cars. There's some virtual category. Okay?
Okay.
Only yellow and green cabs supposed to have meters. A virtual meter in an FHV is a meter. Okay? So all these rules, they're not adhering to. Okay? NYC and TLC have admitted that an e-hail is a hail. Yellow taxis, exclusive right, ignored. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Distracted driving by app drivers is part of their job. Rules changed to allow app drivers to interact with app while driving. Okay?
Right.
In other words, you can't talk on your cell phone, but they can look down and basically look at four phones at the same time. All right? The required environmental studies were not performed prior to allowing 67,000 additional for-hire vehicles to operate in New York City. DEP study, study. I have to ask you what DEP is. Department of Environmental Protection. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Department of Environmental Protection study showed that 300 deaths per year and thousands of hospital admissions are caused by particulate matter in the air caused by vehicles. That was before the TLC allowed 67,000 additional vehicles. So that means it's only gotten worse. All right? Reporting drop-off location and time by black cars has always been in the rules. Why is this elective? In other words, they're just letting them do it if they feel like it. All right? Which they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Bases requirements for black cars to be cooperatives of franchises of bases being ignored. Mm-hmm. Not sure what that means.
Yep.
Okay. Requirement that black and livery cars be dispatched from a base ignored. Just like what I showed you, the mystery base out there in Bay Ridge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Proscription of cross base and cross category dispatching lifted. In other words, they could do whatever they want. This has to do with. See, I never read the FHV laws because they never interfered with us. But this has something to do with going from one base to another base and not sticking with one base. In other words, that the cars could either work for Uber or Lyft or whoever they feel like it. So they're actually what they are is they're not base cars; they're independent cars. Hold on.
Telephone.
That, my friend, is a ghost call. Okay, I get these wacko calls all the time. All I got to do is look at the area code. It says area code 810, right? Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
All right, that's the ghost call industry is area code 810.
Yeah, I'm leaving that in case. I know I'm not the only one getting these calls. I get sometimes two or three a day, if not more. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why the yellow cab, out of all this mumbo jumbo, is going to be okay, is because we are the only ones who have a cap on the amount of vehicles we can work with, which works for us. Okay, the other vehicles, they're going to destroy themselves because it's just a mishmash. We have a fixed set cap where I know these little rich kids who now run their grandfather's medallion really don't like to do that much. We got a few of them who help, don't get me wrong, but most of them are just looking for the next flight to Vegas, in my opinion. So, but what we have is the cap, and what we can do is work on our branding and make it a status symbol to take a yellow cab and just basically pound away at the fact that Uber is just a disaster. And I don't know why we don't try and help our brand more often versus just, we got to get more drivers. We need more drivers. Because the cavemen of this business, that's all they know, drivers. They don't talk about service, group riding, how to help drivers make money. Yeah, well, there was an opportunity about a year ago where there was a driver shortage and they could have championed a fare increase for drivers to get drivers back as an incentive. Say, listen, we need a fare increase because the drivers aren't working. We need a fare increase to get them back. Fine. That would have been a perfect thing to do that. But instead, they went for universal license to get everybody into a yellow cab that they humanly possible versus getting a fare increase for the existing drivers. To me, that was insane. But that's what they did. What do I know, right?
Nothing.
Right.
Mike, I'm gonna cut the show because we're going way over time here. Okay. There's more to that list.
We are,
by the way. Yeah. There's more to that list and I'm gonna pick it up again next week. All right. So I wanna tell
you. Put it online. Put it on the website.
It is on the website. It's on the front page. Okay?
Okay.
You know, you've seen it there, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you will see it there.
All right, so the big news today is the car show's in town. The Rangers are going for the gold on, I don't know if they won last night, but the Rangers apparently are going for the Stanley Cup again, and then the Mets are getting hurt right and left, and the Yankees are doing well.
Yeah, Mike, I gotta cut you off because it seems that the call, I got a very important voicemail message here, okay?
Go. I hope everything's okay. All right, see you guys next week.
So, bye. Everybody, thank you. Thank you for listening, Mike and Abe, and we'll see you again soon. Bye.